So where was I? Okay, yeah. I made tea. I didn't say I was drinking tea. Amen. When the pastor is giving us tea time message. No. Amen. So I made tea. For those of you who know me, would know that. Those of you who are close to me, you know that I don't like very hot tea. I won't take it. So, this one, the tea was very hot. So I didn't know what to do. Amen. So you know what I did? I opened the fridge. Because I needed to be fast. Open the fridge, I put it inside the fridge, it's a big time. I just saw ice block inside pure water nylon. So I tore the pure water nylon and I dropped the ice block inside the tea. Less than 1 minute, the tea became cold. It became cold in my eyes. Because what the hot water will do is to melt the ice block immediately. So the whole thing just dissolved and the thing got cold. The tea, and I've talked about it. That's how little droplet of cold things kill people's fire. And I knew I was going to talk about the fire of the spirit in this message. Amen. Amen. That's how strange fire works. You discover that you've been on fire for 10 years and you just want small thing that will just make you go cool. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. So where is your fire? Where is your fire? Can we see your fire? Where is it? Let's start off like this. Genesis 1. Like I said, we left off last year. Verses 1. It says, in the beginning, I should walk past now. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the surface of the deep. And the Spirit of the Lord moved upon the surface of the waters. And God said, let there be light. And there was light. What did God say? Let there be light. Now, and I told you last year, if you've listened to the message again, I said, when God said, let there be light, that is order. Verses 2 of Genesis 1 said, the earth was without form and void, tohu bohu, confusion, disorder. The earth was in disorder, so when God showed up in the earth, what did he do first? Let there be light. Let there be order. Hallelujah. So he said, I told you that word is higher all. I am light. So God, what person he did was to place order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He placed order. Our God is a God of order. He's a God of order. When God comes in, the first thing he brings is order. You cannot have God and there's disorder. Amen. God does not promote disorder. When God shows up, there's always order. There is always order. Hallelujah. How many of you, how would you feel, or imagine an organization that has no order? An organization without order. You got into the organization. You met the MD at the security post. MD is the one that directed your car with his suit, his shoes. MD looking very clean. He's the one directed, pack here. MD, sir. Anyone gave you tag? Go upstairs. Go to the waiting room. I went upstairs. You discover that the PA to the MD is the one that is the ED of the organization, executive director. You enter the MD's office, the security man that is sitting there. The cleaner is the PA. Amen? The marketer is the cleaner. Is that not disorder? Security man is sitting inside MD's office enjoying AC. MD, where MD is in security post, carrying gun on his suit. And then Kingsguard security is inside MD's office. That's disorder. Amen. Drinking coffee. Amen. Glory to God. Taking green tea. MD is taking Meshai. Amen. When you get to the office, that will be disorder. There can't be efficiency. Or will you find efficiency there? Marketer is one carrying diesel for generator. Marketer is one owning generator. Amen. Like Garva, owning generator. Marketer. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That will be, you will find efficiency there. Glory to God. When things are not in order, they can't be efficient. Nobody will be effective. So effectiveness and efficiency is born out of order. It's born out of order. What I'm teaching you today, would have to look at it again on Sunday. So I want to ensure, I want to let everyone know that on Sunday, during our end of year service, everybody should be there on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We'll look at some other things as we get into the year that will spring forth into some things I'll teach you in the month of January. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So efficiency and effectiveness is born out of order. Imagine you get to a school, the head teacher is the okay, let me know, is the head teacher, the teachers are the ones in the class, students are the ones teaching. Amen. Or in football pitch, the referee is the one playing, Saka is the one doing linesman. Odegaard is goalkeeper. How can they carry the trophy they've been dreaming of? It's mission impossible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hope you're following me. It's what? Mission impossible. Saliba is a striker. He thinks he's like scoring with head. Amen. It's not possible. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, but when God comes in, order comes in. Did you see that? Order comes in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So when he comes in, what did he begin to do? In verse 4, he said he saw the light was good and he divided. Hallelujah. He divided the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. He began to divide. The word divide there is to separate. When you have the word to consecrate. Hallelujah. He began to take out, he began to separate things. Some things are consecrated. These ones are not of God. So he began to separate the light from the darkness. Hallelujah. And I told you last year, you have to see what God has separated in the new birth and then separate it in your life. Right? Right? But all we said last time. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, let's get back to a few things. Light is order. And light came in when God showed up. Hallelujah. Amen. And God separated the light from the darkness. Meaning, order will be light. Hallelujah. So, in order, I have to know what comes first. Order is what comes first. Hallelujah. What comes first? What comes first? What do I really need? Lights. Hallelujah. What comes first? So we have to do that badal too. What comes first? God has shown you light comes first. Order first. Because when God shows up, All he comes in is order. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So if order comes first and God says, I am light, and light is order, it means God comes first. That's order. Amen. The believer must understand what comes first. Order. Light. God. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
So you must recognize God as the first, and then you begin to arrange your life that way. Arrange your life that way. Because the totality of the Christian life is God first. The Christian life is God first. I live for Jesus day after day. You know the song? I live for Jesus. Oh, come what may, the Holy Spirit, I will obey. I live for Jesus day after day. You say you live for Jesus day after day, and yet you tell nobody about him day after day, yet you do not pray day after day. You say you live for Jesus and you have other things in your heart first. Hallelujah. Amen. You have a woman in your heart first. Sugar rush. Honey pie. Pampas. Sleepers. I say I live for Jesus first. Amen. Don't mind me. But that's just the truth. I live for Jesus first. It's not in words. It should be in your attitude. Hallelujah. 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 So God wants you to put him first. God wants you to put him first. Exodus 3, quickly. Let's see something in Exodus 3. Something we'll see shortly as we get into our long-ass teaching. I'm giving you short exhortation and some people are already dozing. If we don't get to long hours, everybody will sleep on. I told you to value your sleep. Some people woke up 1 hour after. Exodus 3. Verses 12. Now look at God. He said, and certainly I'll be with thee. Right? Then I'll be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou hast brought forth the people out of Egypt, ye shall serve God upon this mountain. Now, watch this. Yes, they have to leave Egypt, right? Right? But look at what God's focus was on them leaving Egypt. God's focus was not on them. He's going to take them out of bondage. Even though they are leaving Egypt, will be out of bondage. This is that. But what was God's priority? What is his priority there? It's to serve him. That's God's priority. To serve him. We'll see that shortly as we get into the longer stream. To serve him. In fact, he repeats it severally in the book of Exodus. To serve him. Hallelujah. It was so clear that it will be lost on you why the children of Israel were leaving Egypt. It was not bondage that was on the heart of God, was to serve him. Service. Hallelujah. To serve him. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 7, verse 16. Exodus 7, 16. He repeats it again. Verse 16. And thou shalt say to him, the Lord God of Hebrews hath sent me unto thee. Let my people go, that they may be out of bondage.
No,
that they may do what? In the wilderness. Did you see that?
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
So in going to serve the Lord, they will be out of bondage. But God had to put the first first. Did you see that? What is the first?
Serve
me. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. I know I used to say this to some people, some folks years back. I said, see, God doesn't want a fraction of you. God wants the totality of the believer. Hallelujah. To serve him. Total. God wants to be the first. Because he should be the first. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So this shows you the most important thing to God about man is what? His purpose. God's purpose. Serving him. Amen. That's why God made man. God made man for his pleasure. Hallelujah. To serve him. To serve him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So therefore we can say, the man born again, the man who is saved, has a purpose in God's plan for the earth. He has a purpose in God's plan, in God's tax, and that purpose is to serve him. Amen. Man's purpose is to serve God. The man saved is to serve God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In Genesis 1:26, he said, let us make man after, you know I mean, our image after our likeness. Let him have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. You see that? So God blessed them and said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. That is man's primary purpose in the earth. Amen. Be fruitful. The fruitfulness means to multiply. And how will you multiply? He said, mala the earth. Replenish the earth. That is not childbearing. Mala the earth. Replenish. Refill the earth. You know that? So man has got a purpose in God. To serve God. In God's tax in all of the earth. Did you see that? Hallelujah. Did you see that? In Genesis 2:15, it can't be lost on you. And God took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. Watch it. To do what? To dress and to keep it. To dress and to keep it. That word to dress and to keep is the word to serve. To serve the Lord. To serve. So man's number one purpose is to what? To serve the Lord. That is order. Man's number one purpose is to do what? To serve God. To serve God. To serve God. To serve. I can't be serving. I'm the king's kid. I'm the king's kid. Men serve me. If I slap your ear. Amen.
Amen.
That's about my origin. I'll tell you who I be. I've been watching a kid that the devil cannot handle. Okay? Watching a kid the devil cannot handle. Go and serve. Serve the Lord. Amen. The child of God is born to serve. Born to? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say, I serve the Lord. I serve the Lord. Hallelujah. Look at Exodus 20. The commandments. Let's see the first thing God said. Exodus 20. You know, you must learn to look at the first thing. The first thing is with God. The first thing is God. Amen. Exodus 20. Okay. It says, and God spoke this thing, this word saying, I am the Lord the God, thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Thou shalt have no other God before me. Do you hear that? Thou shalt have. Can we say thou shalt serve? Right? You shall have no other God before me. Thou shalt not make for thyself a graven image or a likeness of anything that is in heaven above or in the earth beneath or that is under the water. I mean that is in the water under the earth. He said, thou shalt not bow thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, I'm a jealous God. Hallelujah. This, that was the first thing God said to them. Serve the Lord. You shouldn't serve other gods. You see that? Amen. You shall have no other gods before me. Rather, you serve, don't bow down to any image but me. You see that? Amen. You don't serve them, you serve me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is that separating light from darkness? Hallelujah. To who should my service be to? God or the devil? Okay, the devil looks so far. I can't serve the devil. Okay, God or my appetite? God. God or my friend? Come on, God or my friend? Did you see that? Amen. God or social media? God or fame? Come on, you are not hearing me. God or fame? Hallelujah. Any point in your life where that order is not there, where it's not God first, then there's a problem. Hallelujah. Then you have backslided. Or you are backsliding. Hallelujah. It's God first. Hallelujah. God first. Amen. Or tell me, why would you leave your house to come and stand somewhere to pray 18 hours? When there's Netflix, there's Prime, there's Apple Plus movie. Which other one again? There's Disney. There's DSTV. But you neglected that. Because you are concerned about your service to the Lord. Some of you came all the way from Kaduna, from Makumba. Why? God first. Do you see that? Amen. So people left their work today. Myself, I'm supposed to be in the office today. But left their work because it's God first. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. It's who first?
God first.
Service to the Lord. Some people are MDs of multinationals. They should be in their office. But they're in the office. But they're here praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You see, serving God is not an excuse because you don't have a job. You know, I remember one time like that, my friend's father was talking to us. He said, you know, I love you and your friend. He said, we don't know. He said, well, I like you guys because at your age, people at your age are into getting into drugs, cultism. But, well, you guys are serving God, at least for now. I said, sir, my serving God is not because I don't have an option. I have several options, but I chose to serve God. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. My serving God is not because the other things are, but hey, my life is sold out for Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not serving God because it's an escape route. Some people serve God because it's an escape route. They don't have a job. Let me serve God. When I have a job, you now start giving God distance. No, my serving God is my life. With or without. Glory to God. I said this to my friends years back. Oh my, anybody that's close to me always know. I will tell you. I can't place you or anybody above God, above my service to God. Anywhere. I can't let any friend go. Because I don't serve God. Anyway. No friend can hold me ransom. Say, my friend, my friendship. It's not only friendship. Friendship catch fire there. Will I stand in front of friendship on the last day? Will I stand in front of friendship in the audience of one? Will I say, sir, Lord Jesus, it's because my friendship with Bola. Friendship with Bola catch fire. Amen. I'll serve the Lord. Amen. Amen. I'm going to say, it's because of my Oga. Oga what? Will Oga come and stand with you? I will serve the Lord. While you're doing that, I'm not saying you should not become disobedient at home and fighting at home. And No. That is also in itself disorder. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
But you know, God places Himself first in our lives. He wants us to place ourselves or place Him that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In service to God, how should I serve the Lord? How should I serve the Lord? God in Exodus chapter 19 verse 6 called the children of Israel the priests. Priesthood is for service. But yet he now divided the house of the Levites. And in Leviticus chapter 6 verses 12, hear what he says in 13. He says, the fire upon the altar shall be burning in it. It shall not be put out. Now he's talking to Levites, priests, those who are to serve him. Did you see that? He said, the fire shall not be put out. That is the fire for service. Look at verse 13, read verse 13 together. I want to go. It shall never, the fire shall never, hallelujah. So how do I serve? With fire. How do I serve? With fire. The fire there is fervency. Fervency. With fervency. Hallelujah. You serve God with fervency. I have a duty not to let the fire go down. Glory to God. Glory to God. Never. You know, I was having a chat to someone, right? Sometimes last year. So we got talking, we got chatting, and talking on phones. You know, these days you are closer to people, you chat with more than people that are physical. Amen. So we got talking and then talk for a while. So one day, and this has happened not just with one person, with several people. They'll just see, maybe when I post special meetings, and I say, people just, I'm not the kind of person that will come and tell you, I'm a pastor, I'm a man of God. No, 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 you know by yourself. But you just saw one of our flyers, I get down for CRC. And I say, no wonder! I couldn't place it. I'm like, what can't you place? Say, I couldn't place it. The way you are always talking. At first I thought you are a man that is positive. But I knew it was beyond being positive. It's power of God. So you're a pastor. No wonder. Did you see? Did you see? What did the person see? Fire. Person saw fire somehow. Amen. Amen. Someone told me one time, I said, can't you talk without mentioning God or mentioning Jesus? I said, well, what do you want me to say? That's my whole life. Take away God or take away Jesus from my life. You've got a guy who the next thing for him to take is to take drugs. Hallelujah. You don't know? Amen. Amen. Ask my parents, they'll tell you. The one who says, God has saved him. He's I don't know why she kept saying that. Says, God has saved him. He's God. How can somebody just like reggae music? He's God. Glory to God. Amen. This is said it on Christmas Day. They're like, it's God that saved you. What? Tell me, how can you be an Igbo man? And you don't like Ogene music? Please, tell me what you like. I don't know what you like. You're an Igbo man. Yeah, Ogene music is like play Holy Ghost music. You don't know. Who's an Igbo? Okay, right? Oh, you don't like Ogene. What do you like?
I'm from Zion.
Zion killed. Zion is in Israel. Who is the evil guy here again? You like Ogene, right? Yeah. Hey, the way he answered. I don't know. Ask some fake Igbo people. Look at them. Igbo man that is bearing Garuba. Yeah. But I don't know Pastor Garuba is Igbo. Is Igbo guy, yo? Ebu Betuku. just call it Pastor Ebu B. You understand? Someone says Chuku Garuba. But if you wonder how he's hearing Garuba and his brother's name is Chuku. Oh, you know now, right? Okay, it's a mystery. But yours is the worst mystery. Your name is Wisdom. Your name is Samaila. Your name is Sammy. Your name is Jefferson. Where, which one is your name? Amen. Let's go ahead. Hallelujah. Amen. He says, you must never allow the fire go down. You must never allow the fervency go down. So therefore, I can say I have a responsibility to keep my fervency. Some people, their Christian life is like Nigerian NEPA. On and off, on and off, going on vacation, going on leave, going on pass, going on everything. Your Christian life. But I have a responsibility to keep my fervency. God isn't the one keeping my fervency for me. I am the one keeping my fervency. In this retreat, we are going to learn how to keep our fervency. We are going to learn what to do when you see that your fervency is going down. You will pick it up. Hallelujah. Know that your fervency is that everybody is now calling you. You are not dodging church because you don't know how to get it back. I know how to get it back. Hallelujah. When you say it, you know what to do. I know what to do to get back. And do it immediately. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do it immediately. You have a responsibility to make sure you don't lose your fervency. Have a responsibility. Say, I have a responsibility to ensure I don't lose my fire. I have a responsibility to keep my fervency. To keep it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Some people come for meetings like this. After 3 weeks, they go back. After 2 weeks, they go back to status quo. Never again. Never again. When you discover it, you come back again. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come back. Someone attended one of our special meetings. Hands were laid on the person. Hands were laid, though. Hands were laid, though. And the moment the person left like that, we began to look for the person. We began to look for the person. Hands were laid on you. People, hands were laid on them and pew, their ministry caught that fire. Hands were laid on people and wow, things began to happen. And you, hands were laid on you. You don't see me. That is judgmental. You don't know. Ah, hands were laid on you. The next day, Zabai Jebu, you are playing. Bet Ninja. Ha! Amen. The hands laid on my head is not in vain. Ah! Pray. Say, Lord, the hands laid on my head is not in vain. Just turn that to prayer. Say, Lord, may the hands laid on my head, all the hands laid on my head, will never go in vain. It will cause tears. It will cause the fire to remain. It will cause the fire to burn. How can it be laid on me and then I lose prophecy? Amen. Amen. Paul would tell Timothy, stand up the gift of God. That is indeed which was given unto you by the laying on of hands. You stir it up, meaning you fan it to flame. You must make sure it is burned, meaning when hands are laid on you, it's a responsibility to ensure that that fire that has been transmitted to you doesn't die. I cannot be laid on you and then you just let it go. No. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Dear man of God shared something, Pastor Christopher Kilomer. He shared something that he went to see a friend. And the friend was watching I now share this with us for years before now too. Now, the friend was watching a tape where they have Oral Robert, T.L. Osborne in the same message. Right? Came in. And he saw the guy. He's watching the message. This one I heard it from Pastor Chris himself years back. So, he now looked at the guy. Say, what a meeting. You know, Pastor Christopher said, what a meeting. I'm coming. No, it was Pastor Chris that was watching the message. Right? Pastor Chris was watching the message and he was keenly watching it. So the guy just came. And so watching, said, oh, this meeting at Theo Osborne. Oh, the robot was there. Pastor Chris said, yeah. He said, he now said, I was there. Ah. And he looked at him. So you said, what? He said, I was there. Meaning you were in this meeting? You were in this meeting and your life is like this. Meaning you were live in this meeting. This meeting that I am here, I'm receiving. I'm just watching and I'm receiving. You say you were here? You know the way Pastor Chris talks. You say you were here? Your life is like this. And your life is like this? Oh, sorry. Meaning, meetings are supposed to change you. But when you don't change after meetings, it's not the meeting's fault. It is your fault.
Hey.
You didn't keep the fire. Pray. Say, Lord, may my attending meetings not be in vain. I didn't say echo it. I say pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Say, Lord, may my being around for meetings not be in vain. Everything that the meeting is will be reflected in my life. Everything that GPL 2024 is will be reflected in my life from today. Ah! May it not be said I was there and my life is not showing the meeting. Amen. Amen. Other people will pick up the short exhortation from GPLR and they say, ah! This person preached this thing here. And he said, it's my pastor was there. They will now look at you and say, are you in this meeting? And your fire is like this. Other people are benefiting from him. Ah! He walked for beat. The Bible says, Lord, my guest, that I will be in a meeting. And somebody will only listen to the message and catch the fire I did not catch in the meeting. You understand me? That's abomination. Abomination. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So I have a responsibility to make sure this fire doesn't die. To make sure I don't lose this servant here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's pray. Pray that, Lord, I will not lose my fire. I will not lose my fire. And areas where I have this fire reduced in my life. Areas I have been seeing draw back. Lord, I get it back in this meeting. I get it back on this mountain. I get it back. I get my fire back. Pray. I get my fire back. I love a short of the ball. Pele bala 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 bala. Ashanto bala mashanto le bala bale. Eseto le bolo kose bala bala. Alabala bala 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 bala. Epo epo soto kotoki. Amen. 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 When you talk about fire, you know there's no way fire is burning and then people will not see it. So fire for the work of ministry is something that can be seen. Fire for the work, it will be seen. It will be seen. Fire. Hallelujah. Fire will be seen. Therefore. Remember I told you, when you are full of the Holy Ghost, it's visible. Right? Hallelujah. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, fire. So, you can't be. When you talk about fire for service, that means I can't be lethargic. I can't be sluggish in my service. Hallelujah. Romans chapter. Look at Romans 12 verse 11. How do I serve the Lord? How do I serve the Lord? Ask me your ministry. Some people, they leave Lagos. And you tell them. You see that they are only fired up around brethren alone. It's good to be fired up when you are with brethren, when you are with brethren, because that's where iron sharpens iron, right? Right? Stay fired up. But also, too, your fire is also needed when you are not around brethren.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That your location. How fired up are you there? Hallelujah. That your location. How fired up are you there? You go to preach. And you are walking like somebody who is begging. You are preaching Jesus. I'll preach Jesus. And then you get on the street. So it looks as if they poured you cold water. Please get born again now. Please. Yay! What has happened to your fire? Amen? I know what is happening after this meeting. Men will get on the street. Fired up. Hallelujah. I see you fired up. I see you fired up. Men won't be able to, they will see as if that guy has fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Romans chapter 12, verse 11. It says, not slothful, not lethargic, not sluggish in business. It says what? Do you what? Have you served the Lord? Fervency. Fired. Amen. Fire of the Spirit. I serve the Lord with fire. Amen. Amen. It must be with fire. Never going out. Fervent in spirit. Fervent in spirit. Hallelujah. That word we have, fervent in spirit, is a word, it has an undertone of fire. Amen. Fervency. Undertone of fire. Visible to the eyes. Visible to the eyes. Audible to the ears. Tangible for all to see. Hallelujah. Fire of God's Spirit. We'll take examples. Hallelujah. In Acts 2. Before Acts 2, Peter and the likes were scared. But something has happened. After Jesus was done teaching them, something has happened. The Holy Ghost came on them. Right? Fire of the Holy Ghost. Right? What happened? Bible says Peter stood up. Scared Peter stood up. There is now boldness. Scared Peter stood up. And said, this guy not drunk as he supposed, but saying that is at the third hour of the day. For this is that which was spoken by the prophets. Hallelujah. He spoke and 3,000 got saved. In Acts 4, they threatened them. They should not preach again the name of Jesus. The Bible says, verse 23, they went to their company and they reported all the matters, all everything that the council had said to them. The Bible says, verse 30, they began to pray. The place where they were assembled together was shaken. They were filled with the Holy Ghost and spoke the word of God with boldness. Did you see that? With boldness there. They spoke the word of God with boldness. Remove the word boldness and put fire. They spoke the word of God. They served God with fire. With boldness means something was seen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. In chapter 5 verse 12, the Bible says that the hands of the apostles were wrought mighty signs and wonders. You see that? Through the hands of the apostles. Through the hands of the apostles. So that is the result. That is the result. That is it. That is fire of the Holy Ghost in service. So how do I serve the Lord? With fire of the Holy Ghost. Fire of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Fire of the Holy Ghost is not to kill your enemy. Fire of the Holy Ghost is for service. Fire of the Holy Ghost is for service. Fire of the Holy Ghost is for service. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. They heard the way Jesus was talking in John chapter number 2. The Bible says, and they said, they read out, because of the way they heard him talk, in John 2, 19, quickly, what's the John 2, verse 19? Amen. Hope you are with me now. Glory to God. Oh, verse 17, sorry. And his disciples remember, when they heard him talk, right?
I said, it is written, the zeal of my house had eaten me up. The zeal of thy house. The zeal there is that the fire for service. Fire for service for the work. So that means they saw the way Jesus spoke. He spoke as a man. They saw the fire of God on him. Hallelujah. And it concluded. He spoke as a man with a zeal. Amen. Amen. And we're able to match that up with Psalms. Glory to God. Hope you're with me. So how do I serve the Lord? How do I serve the Lord? With fervency? With fire? Which fire? Fire of the? Fire of the? Turn that to prayer. Say, Lord, your fire consumes me now on this mountain. Say, Lord, your fire consumes me now on this mountain, that I have nothing of myself but your fire. Hold someone's hands. Say that prayer. Hold someone's hands. Say that prayer. Say, Lord, your fire consumes us. Yeah. Say, Lord, your fire consumes us. Yeah. 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 Now. For your work. For your work. For your work. For your task. Say, Lord, your fire consumes us. Yeah. Lord, your fire. Lord, let your fire consume me. Say, Lord, let the fire consume me. Consume me. Consume my head, my mouth, my every part of me. Lord, my activities is consumed with the Holy Ghost fire. Consumed with the Holy Ghost fire. Consumed with the Holy Ghost fire. So let your fire, Lord, consume me. Amen. 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 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9. See. 1 Thessalonians 5:19. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I'll start from verse 16. It says, rejoice forevermore. Pray without ceasing. Everything give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's read 19 together. One, two, go. Say it again. Say it again. That word there, quench, deals with fire. Quench not the spirit of fire. That's how the original put it. Quench not the spirit fire. So when it says quench not the spirit fire, it therefore means it can go out. I can put out the spirit fire. Hey, Oluwao. Consciously, unconsciously, by omission, commission, any omission, I would never be found putting out the spirit fire. I would never be found putting out the spirit fire, Jesus. Jesus. Hallelujah. That means the fire can go down. I can quench it. I can put it off. He told Timothy to fan it to flame, meaning it can begin to die off. It can begin to go down. Hey. I must not be careless not to know when the fire is going down. That means there are signals to know. There are signals to point out that the fire is going down. We'll see that in the next session. Amen. There are signals we should see and say, hey, this fire is going down. And what can I do? That means the fire can go down. Tell your neighbor, the fire can go down. But God's plan is that it doesn't go off. You can keep this fire burning 365 days of the year. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The fire can go down. The fire can quench you. Look at 1 Samuel 3. Let's see. Hey, Shalabata. 1 Samuel 3. There's a guy called Eli. I'm going to call it Eli. 1 Samuel 3. He says, and the child Samuel ministered to the Lord before Eli. And the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. You know, I found people have issues there. Say, how can the word of God be so precious and there was no open vision? The word precious there is the word means it was scarce. It was scarce. The word of the Lord. Remember I told you the word of the Lord there is the word Dabba Yahweh. Dabba Yahweh. I will say the Dabba Yahweh is the visible reality of God in the Old Testament book. The visible, the experiential reality of God that men had contact with in the Old Testament books. He says it was scarce. Adam had encounters with him. Abraham had. Hallelujah. Isaac had. Jacob had. The 12 of Israel had. But it got to the time of Eli. It was scarce. Meaning people were no longer seeing it. Were no longer seeing him or seeing it. Hallelujah. There was no open vision. Meaning nobody was seeing. Prophet was not seeing. Prophet no longer sees. According to prophet, you cannot see. You're only seeing bed. Bed. Black bed on top of roof. Prophet. Prophet. Vision is dimmed. Tongues and interpretation. Give us tongues and interpretation. It's one tongues now. Kaka. Baba. Dada. Day. What does it mean? I'm waiting for the word. Prophet. Man of God. Glory to God. Was no longer seen at all. Look at the explanation, verses 4. Hallelujah. No, verses 3 wants to go. Verse 8 wants to go. An heir. What should not go off? Leviticus 6, verse 12. What went off?
The fire.
The fire has gone off. That was the explanation. The word of the Lord was precious, was scarce, no vision. Fire has gone. Holy wow. Prophet, oh. Eli, prophet, fire is gone. Fire is gone. Prophet that was supposed to see that the mother of Samuel was praying. Right? Right? We're supposed to see that Hannah was praying. He came and was accusing Hannah. But he lost. He has lost the fire. Amen. Fire is gone. Glory to God. That means it can be lost. It can be lost. When I mean lost, that means it can go out. It can go off. But in Samuel's era, the Bible says his words didn't fall to the ground. That means in Samuel's era, he corrected it. He brought the fire back to the temple. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In fact, in that chapter, Samuel saw the word of the Lord twice. He saw the Dabba Yahweh twice. Verses 9 and verses 21. He saw it twice in that same chapter. God restored what was lost in Eli on Samuel. Hallelujah. So that means I can get it back. Hallelujah. If the fire has gone down, you can get it back. Some people thought the 18 hours we prayed was... See, let me tell you something. While you were praying, who is the first recipient of all we prayed yesterday? All true.
I am.
Amen. You are. Amen. So that means who is first changed? I am. Meaning as you were praying, things were happening to you. I tell you what was happening. The Lord was pouring on you the spirit of supplication. Supplication. Strengthening you for the years and the decades ahead. So you were not just praying. You were receiving strength for the years to come. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hope you're hearing me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Get back to 1 Samuel 3 again. It says, but I'll go back to verse 2. And it came to pass, When Eli lay down in his place, his eyes began to wax dim that he could not see. His eye was waxing dim that he could not see. It's also included, he wasn't seeing visions. He wasn't seeing again. Hallelujah. Man of God is no longer seeing. Man of God. Man of God is no longer hearing from God. Fire is going out. I'll tell you what people will do at this point. Hallelujah. Now, not just man of God, including, you know, you are man of God. Man of God is not just your pastor. You are a man of God. Man of God on the streets. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So, what is the fire of the Holy Ghost? What's the fire of the Holy Ghost? The fire of the Holy Ghost is his passion. The fire of the Holy Ghost is his passion. The fire of the Holy Ghost is the fire for his charisma, for his gift and giftings. The fire of the Holy Ghost is expressed through his gift and giftings, through his charisma, his charismata, what he has worked in us, the gift of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pastors or Eli's revelation gift. It has gone down. Oh boy, give us word of knowledge. Oh boy, flow with the gift of the Spirit. You now went back to remember what Pastor Wisdom told you last 2 weeks. Because you are not giving it to Pastor Wisdom. Say, okay, let me fit it here. This is another man. He might need it too. Okay. They are true. And the true will grow to fire. Amen. To 5 to 7. Yeah. You know, you are the only one that knows that fire is gone. What you are doing is arranging. Is what? Areji. You are doing areji. Tongues and interpretation areji. What you hear from somebody, you say it. What you say here, you say here, you say it. You carry it again and say it. And say, what you say last 2 years, you bring it back. You remember it. Okay, let me talk it here. Because it's not the person that you gave the word to. It is going down. And another way to see that your fire is going down. Amen. Now way to see is going down. You that before you go for evangelism, you will pray. You will pray, you speak in tongues. As you go for evangelism, are you sick? You lay hands. You start up a revelation gift. But now you are going for evangelism. Say, sorry, sir. Can I take 1 minute of your time, please, sir? I want to just tell you something. I'm a Christian. Okay, a Christian. Okay, just give me your number. That I will follow up. Arrange, say, can submit to your pastor. I want a soul. You want no soul. Arrange. Amen. Arrange. Fire is going down. Fire is going down. Hallelujah. You that you will know you used to pray. You used to pray 3 times. Sometimes just take a long walk and pray. Now, 2 weeks. You not pray. Problem. We know you. Morning devotion. 10 prayer. You wake up and pray. You don't need alarm. Now plus alarm. They bang it to your head. You're not waking up. And when you wake up on the bed, shabalabalabalabalabala. Shababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababababab it is going down. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. So, it's called Areji. You are not different from Rehoboam in scriptures. Rehoboam. Hallelujah. When some people begin to see that the fire is going down, they quickly start doing online. Online. Every day now, on Friday night by 10 p.m., we'll be doing prayer for all nations. We'll be doing prayer for all nations Invite your friends. Let's come online. Areji, fire has gone down. Fire has gone down. Areji. Areji. Now you now be get getting numbers. I see you. Pray. Ah. I don't pray. Pray. Tell people, man of God. Areji. Fire has gone and you're no longer praying. You now start doing concerts. Is it the carry? I mean, you know, don't you make people know that you still have word? You now use Greek word for concert. Now put it. Samos. No, you put Samos 1. Samos season 1. Spiritual song, Samos, series 1. Guest minister, Tatam. Could be Liru Iyani. Guest ministers, Flenzo. Guest minister, Jatau Lenji. Guest minister. Okay, you guys want me to call no names. You will not hear it from my mouth. Now, since that is what you want to see. Guest minister. His artist or somebody that is singing, Minister Bola. Amen. Guest minister. The miraculous voice. Kenshin. Asabama origin. I tell you who I be. I've been watching Nikki. The devil cannot handle. Say, hey, come and see experience. Fire has gone. You are only doing Areji. Amen. We're going to gather crowd. You say, you want to be born again? We are doing talent hunts in church. Fire has gone. We are doing talent hunts in Mafuluku. Okay. Who's going to come and do? Okay. Ayo, let's hear you. Ayo, John, come on. Hey, Jesus is my king. King of kings and the Lord of lords. Oh, the winner is Ayomide. Say after me, I'm born again. Oh, I've conferred on you righteousness. How? You now start sharing jam donuts and what? Malt. Around the street, jam donuts and malt. Either you are drunk, will not be born again. Because you are looking for crowd. Oga, you have lost fire. Amen. What you have is a regime. Your fire is not Shako that they poured water. Amen. Begin to share kunu after every service. Kunu. Amen. You know, say, go and grant kunu and bring it to church. Let's share kunu. Amen. Areji. Now everyone will now start saying that I'm telling you the truth. When I started church, I started by sharing kunu. Is that a joke? I started. So but people were coming. But the day I got angry and I stopped. That was when I knew my members. My members remained. And those who came to drink my zobo and they knew I was not working. Secondly, they went away. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. People begin to do arrange. Second Chronicles, quickly. Second Chronicles, I begin to close. Second Chronicles chapter 12. Second Chronicles 12, quickly. Let's read this. Verses 9 into 10. And Shishak, king of Egypt, came up against Jerusalem and took away the treasures of the house of the Lord. And the treasures of the king's house, he took all. He carried away also the shield of gold, which Solomon had made. So there was an invasion of Jerusalem. They took away all the gold. They invaded them and took away all the gold. Now, instead of the king to go ahead to make other gold, what did he do? Second Chronicles chapter 12, verse 10. He said, instead of which King Rehoboam made shield of brass. And committed them to the hands of the chief of the guard. And that kept the entrance of the king's house. So what did he do? Instead of him to replace the gold back, he went to make brass. He substituted it. He substituted the gold for brass. Hallelujah. He substituted it. Glory to God. Instead of making the gold, he went to make brass. Hallelujah. Arrange. Quickly, quickly. You know, they almost look alike. Some people will buy gold thinking they are buying 10 carats of gold. They bought it from a malam, not knowing that what they bought is gel. When they pray on that sun, the thing turned to black. Became coke and found that. See, I thought it was gold. You bought gold ring. Gold ring. And after a few months, it became silver. That thing happened to me. I thought I bought original gold ring. It's turning to silver. I don't know if this thing was gold when I bought it. Who agree? Oh boy. They have banned me. Amen. Amen. They have banned me. Glory to God. You can easily, substituting brass for gold. Hallelujah. Substituted. That was what the king did. RNG. Hold it. Oh, nobody should know that they've invaded us and collected all the gold. So hold it. Let it look like original. Oh God, you have lost the fire. Brass in Israel is used for sin. You have now replaced it. Rabbi spoke about Abihu and Nadab. Numbers chapter 3 verse 4. We'll look at all this in the second, in the next session. Hallelujah. Rabbi says they offered strange fire to the Lord instead of the fire that the Lord asked them to. They offered strange fire. Strange fire. Remember, the fire is not supposed to go down. But when the fire was going down, they had to quickly do RNG. They now offered the wrong fire. May I not offer wrong fire to the Lord? Ah, Oluwa. Amen. During WCC, Pastor Lan said something. He said, you know, when you are not serving God well, the way you ought to serve God. He said, you know, there are only two people that knows. You and God. But there's a time you know you did not hear from God. Right? It's you and God. But if you get to a point, it's only one person that knows you are not serving, which is God. Because you will have been lost in worldliness. May that not be our portion. May that not be our portion, that I will not be able to discern the Lord's voice. I will not be able to know the Lord's voice. Ah, God, that will be our portion. Amen. There is nothing like let me tell you today, there's nothing like a master man of God. Say, this guy is a master already. No, nobody is a master. Amen. What we are men who are with what? Consistent. What you have are not champions. They are consistent men. Men who have stayed consistent with the fire. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Abihu and Nadab, Numbers 3 verse 4, offered strange fire to the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So the fire for service. These with the fire for the things of the Spirit in service. The charisma of the Spirit. We'll focus on that in the next session. Hallelujah. Amen. How do I keep this fire? How do I know I have this fire? We'll see all that. How do I know I have this fire? How do I know? I'll just tell you a few. How do I know this fire is there? Praying. How is your prayer life? How do I know? How is your prayer life? I'll tell us what to do as a church, as regards partner retreat. But how is your prayer life? Everybody who attended GPLR this year, you're going to have a day every month to have a personal retreat. A day every month, personal. And then you communicate with your pastor when you have your retreat. Just a day. It can be all night, at least a day in the month, where you pray nothing less than 6 hours. You can do 12 hours. Amen. Don't wait. Some people will now wait till prayer retreat before they will pray another long hour. Some people say GPLR. No. Every month, have a retreat. Retreat means I will come out. You don't do retreat inside your house. You don't do retreat on your bed. You leave your house. You go to a place to pray. If you can't have all night, maybe you don't have a place all night, you can do during the daytime. Take a long walk for 6 hours. Or go somewhere and pray during the daytime, 6 hours. But have a personal retreat once every month. Pastors, take note of that. Everybody that is here in GPLR must have a monthly prayer retreat. Monthly. And you do it for the rest of your life. Every month. Every month. I must take our time to pray. I must take our time to watch those things again I've been committed to my trust. And when you pray, when you are praying, you're not listening to, some people put earphone. I'm listening to Billy FM. I'm listening to football station. No. Amen. Now I'm giving us two assignments for the year, right? Instruction, short exhortation and prayer retreat. Instructions are our life. Instructions is the leading of the Spirit. Amen. 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 Pray. Be a man of prayer. Watch your hunger for spiritual things. I will expatiate on this more. Stay full of the Holy Ghost. Full of prayer. Full of utterance, rather. Full of the Holy Ghost. Because this fire is tangible. The fire is what? Can be seen. Let's be on our feet.